Who's Hacked? The latest data breaches and cyber attacks powered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. As reported by The Record, on January 6th, 2022, county government buildings and public offices were closed on Wednesday across some cities of New Mexico, including Albuquerque, after a ransomware attack. The attack has cut off county employees from accessing local government databases, which makes working with the public impossible. Steve, can you give us more details and what's your take?
So first, I just want to give a quick shout out. We have a lot of people listening to us. This story comes from The Record, which is produced by Recorded Future, and they have one of the best blogs. I read it all the time, so just a quick shout out there. Albuquerque, Paul, is the largest city in New Mexico. It's actually the 32nd largest city in the U.S., and cities are coming under attack. We have seen dozens and dozens of cities attacked over the past year, even more over the past several years, and cities are publicly funded. They rely on tax dollars, and like a lot of, you know, not-for-profits out there, they just, generally speaking, are not staffed up the way large enterprises are. And if you just look at the proportion of hacks and attacks on government agencies, on schools, on county governments, the numbers are staggering.
Now, what is it? Is it a budget problem? Is it a manpower problem? Is it both? Where does it kind of fall?
You don't see a lot of this reported. I don't think people want to talk about it. You dive into, well, who's actually protecting that local government? What does the IT organization look like? What does the cybersecurity team look like? I'm guaranteeing you, I know this. I talk to a lot of people. It's like a skeleton crew. And that's a challenge, and that's not a knock on them. They're doing everything they can, as are a lot of local county governments, on limited budgets. And we've talked about this before. The cyber criminals are smart. They go where the money is, and they go where it's easiest to break in and get the money.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for the quick overview today.
Thank you, Paul.
To learn more about this cyber incident and others, go to cybercrimewire.com.